Hello.
Hi, John?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Are you on a conference call?
No. Just you and me.
Okay. This is Cassie over at Westmoreland County in Pennsylvania.
How you doing?
Pretty good. We have been shooting around this idea to help, how do I say this where it's not going to, you know, you're building the national website, right?
Correct.
Okay. To have a one website that covers everything from the national level all the way down to the county level
Correct.
Could be an overburden. It could be too much. So
well,
we were talking
yeah.
about it would be a good idea for each state to have a website and link to the national website.
Well,
so
that,
like if you have a page that has if you have a page for each state, right,
mm-hmm.
that page could have information about the state, and then that page could then link to the state website, which will have links to each county. And then by doing that, with all of those linking between the 50 states and the national website, it will also help in ranking.
We're not too concerned with the ranking. The ranking will pick up anyway. But the key thing is here is trying to be, number one, consistent. The key thing is education. I'm concerned, and I've always been concerned, about people getting a lot of false information and data. And people are acting on that. And we still get people that are your leaders. They're not paying attention. They're not listening. Whatever it is that they're doing, they're missing the program or something. And they're doing things they shouldn't be doing, and it's going to get them in trouble. You know, we're up against, as you know, the New World Order. They have their corporate setup, because it's actually corporatism. Every state is incorporated, and it's owned by the United States, which is incorporated. And every county is incorporated, which is owned by the state, which is, again, as we said, is incorporated. And every town is incorporated, and it's owned by the county. And there are private owners in the background that actually own this. They're the New World Order. This is what's called Nazism, ultimately.
Right.
And that's where we're at. Now, when you do something, they've taken these courts over completely. You don't get common law court in any of the courts in the United States, except for maybe the U.S. Supreme Court. I understand that there is two courts, one in Washington and one in that are federal courts, one in Washington and one in Hawaii, I understand. Now, I'm sure there are others, but we haven't found them. And of course, the United States Supreme Court is still reasonably free, where Scalia and Roberts and Thomas and others are sitting. That's reasonably free. The Roberts decision is misunderstood by many people. If they read through that case very carefully, he was very clear. And he actually, his life is probably on the line with this, exactly like Scalia's life is on the line with the 92 decision. Although the repercussion for that, they had a lot of people that went out and did or tried to do these grand juries back in the 92, and they ran into a lot of problems, and they got into a lot of trouble. Nothing really major, but you know, it was a problem. And the reason why they were able to deal with these people was because they were dealing with them on a corporate level. When you go into their courts, you're in a corporate court. You're under corporate charter. You're not under the Constitution. And it's very difficult to make the argument to force these individuals to bring you in under the Constitution. You don't mind if I add someone else to this call? Or
no.
Is that, or do you, okay. And so we have to realize this, that we're dealing with corporatism. And so knowledge is so important. If people don't get it right, we're going to lose it. And so I'm very concerned about that. We're being very, very careful on the information that we give out. We research everything. We get counsel from numerous people. And then we put it out there. Now, what we're looking to do, you know, if people, there are principles that we must act upon. There are people that are going into this thing, and I'm not going to name names or states, but there are people amongst us who've taken this to a different direction. And uh-huh. thankfully, it's not many, but there are a few. And uh-huh. they're doing things in opposition, and they're actually building things at the top-down construction instead of a bottom-up construction. The national site is really just an educational site. That's all right. We intend on being. We never intend on being anything more than that. And
right.
We're going to be very careful to pass out the authorities among the states. One individual, particularly per state, whom the counties can get together and decide who that individual is. Right now, it's the state coordinators. And as long as the counties are happy with the state coordinators, then they can keep them there for as long as they want, however they want to choose that person. But that's the person who becomes the administrator on the site. And there are 50 of them. And those 50, one from each state, will be on a new national site. And then those 50 will choose an individual who will be an overseer on a national level. And it'll be understood. I'll probably maintain control of the site, the educational things, making sure everything's on, so on and so forth. But the national overseer, if they see anything inappropriate, because at some point I'm not going to be here, I'm not going to live forever to begin with, or other things may happen, and I'm involved, of course, very heavily in my own county, in my own state. But I do want to be very careful to be sort of a watcher myself over this whole thing. But the national leader, if someone takes control of operating the site and so on and so forth, they're going to be under the eyes or under the watch of the national leader, and the national leader will be working with the state leaders. And if there's a problem with the person who is running this site, in other words, putting certain information and so on and so forth up, they can get rid of them. I'm going to give them the power to be able to discard the individual and replace them. The point is we don't ever want a top-down structure. Once you get 50 states doing 50 different things, and then you get the counties with inside, they become independent. Before you know, we're no longer connected. We created everything in such a way to put right into our seals natural law by the grace of God. We're very adamant about that people use those words. And, of course, you can do what you want. You're free. People can change that if they want. We've had people already do personal ones. And I find that, personally, I find that... it's not good, let's put it that way. But we're trying to bring everyone together in such a way. We got on our national site, it's going to be a national room for conversation. It'll be a chat room open 24/7. We're working hard to get this done by this Monday, if not this Monday, which I don't think it's going to be done by this Monday, probably the next Monday. And whereas we will be streaming our Monday night calls, the national calls, directly out of that room. People will be able to just come to the website, and as long as they're logged in, they'll be able to type in. If they're not logged in, they can still get into the chat room and and read and listen. It'll stream live from 9 to 12 every Monday. So we won't have any more problems with any other programs anymore. Now, there'll be a phone number there. Anybody wants to call in to, ask a question or make a comment, they can call in. If people are on the road or don't have a computer, they can call in and just listen in off the call-in number. And, of course, we use a Blog Talk Radio. Now, we're also going to create an area for every state where you'll see the state up there. You'll click on the state, and there'll be a drop-down box. You'll choose your state, and every state will have its own area, whereas they will have a message board there. They'll have the ability to upload files. We're going to work out and to see how we might be able to control that. We're not too sure yet. We may, at this point, in the beginning, we're just going to give that authority to the state leader. But we do want to give that authority of uploading files to some degree to all the county leaders, but we have to, of course, be careful. We just don't want anything going up there. We may do it where people will load up something. Let's say the county administrators will be able to load something up. But then it may need to be approved by the state administrator. The key thing is to make sure that we don't duplicate files. We don't put the redundant things up there, inappropriate things or irrelevant things. It's all got to be important things. I mean, for instance, we're dealing with political structure. We're dealing with judicial structure. We want to get, of course, the Constitution of your state up there. We want to get certain laws up there, particularly election law. You want to get that up there. And other documents that are very important. On a national level, those will already be up on the main website. I don't know whether I mentioned this, but we want to make sure we have I think it's called a message board, whereas you can go up there and, Dave, can you mute your mic? You can go up there and you could post create a subject and put something up there And people like can come forum. And they can comment. A forum, yeah. Other people can come and comment. And if you want to follow that conversation, you click on follow. And then you every time someone posts something up there, you'll get an email. So it's going to be very interactive. Every page will have the ability where people can leave comments. There are a few pages we're not going to allow comments, but most pages will. And we're also going to be, giving out services, providing services for very, very good prices, business cards, phone services, and things of that nature, things that are a necessity. And by purchasing it through us, and you don't have to, of course, or purchasing it through the companies that we're working with, but we get a couple of dollars every time people use the service, and that supports the site. So it's going to be very interactive. We want to maintain that consistency, and we want to keep a unity. We want to have a unified grand jury ultimately across the nation. Exactly how that will work will depend on the 50 states coming together and deciding how that's going to work. I'm going to suggest ultimately that we could get together and maybe we can look at situations where we see that maybe indictments need to be made from everybody nationally. And instead of doing a unified United States grand jury, I think probably the best way to do it is if we agree. Let's say 48 states agree, or 30 states agree, or all 50 states agree. They have the opportunity to write an indictment directly from the state, from their unified grand jury, as a state unified grand jury of all the counties within their states. They'll have the ability to write that indictment up. We can kind of collectively get together and, I can write one or someone could write one. We could share with each other and everybody could tweak it the way they want to. But the key thing is you have to get together in your own state. You have to vote on whether an indictment is necessary. Make that indictment. So let's say something like Monsanto. I got to imagine that anybody who, if they don't know about Monsanto, they'll learn about Monsanto. And I can't imagine anyone not wanting to indict all those people involved with Monsanto, because they're poisoning the entire country, the entire world, ultimately, and they're destroying our food. And some of this stuff is may not be able to be turned back. Some of these GMOs and the things they're doing with seeds and the things they're doing with, particularly with the wheat, we may not be able to turn this back. We may lose our wheat product forever and be stuck with a poison. That's how serious the matter is. And these people really don't care. But once this is put out and we do an investigation, and how would we do a statewide, a national-wide investigation? It's another question. And I would imagine that could be something really where there are a lot of people already have done investigations. They know all the information, and they can bring it forth to us, and that could be videotaped. It could be also put in written writing, and then it could be given to all the states, and then we could meet one time nationally online and quiz the individuals. Even if it takes hours, we'll set up some kind of a webinar-type thing or something. But the thing is we can work on a national level. I don't think we're going to have much need to do on a national level as we would on mostly just our state levels and county levels. But again, the county's got to work together. If we're not united and become unified within the state, we're nothing. The states have got to work together. We have to become united and unified, at least in consistency of what justice is and an appreciation of what the controlling maxims might be. So I would suggest very strongly to stay with the national site and work with us.
Can I interject something?
Sure. Wanted to give a whole picture of this whole thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I have an internet marketing agency, and I know a lot of the way things work with the website, and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I just want to start by saying that consistency is important. The only way we're going to gain momentum is if we keep that consistent message and training involved. But it would be beneficial if the national website was able to take the information out to the people, to the states, but then if there is a state website that could break it down to each county, like I found, for example, just one of those construction details on a website. One of the things that we've been looking for is a clickable map of Pennsylvania that you can just click on each county and that will go to their page and it will give information about each one of the counties. And some of the things, any kind of information that wants to be shared for each county. That will also give the opportunity, another one of those opportunities, for the people, the counties across the state to be able to connect. But it would take the burden and some of the confusion off of the national website, because to try to break down the national website down to the county level might be too much for one website.
Well, let me respond to some of that. First of all, there's not really a burden here. To some degree, there's always a burden. You know, there's a lot of work to be here. I mean, I personally give 24/7, without exaggeration, to this movement that we're doing here to try to get grand juries elected across the entire, or constituted across the entire nation. But I don't know whether it's wise to get down to a place where you create a county website. I just don't see the necessity of it. Maybe there is.
No, not a county website. Not a county website. It would be a state website.
Well, that's what we're creating 50 locations on the national page. Whereas collectively all the information, the educational stuff, and all the information necessary for everyone to have that we all share together will be available on the national level. And then when you get into tweaking the little differences between the states, that'll be shared on the state level, and the communications will be on the state level, and all of the authorities will be controlled by the state level. The only people who would control the content of the state level ultimately would be the state coordinator that the counties choose. And that individual would be the administrator for that state. And so everything that is posted, you know, if there's inappropriate situations or something that needs to be corrected, and you have to define that, each state's going to have to define that themselves, and then they would make figure out what it is they're going to do with it. We're going to define on the national level what may be inappropriate or obnoxious. You know, we want to give people the freedom to say pretty much they want, but I think foul language would be totally inappropriate and would have to be erased from the site. You know, people may say something that we may not like. I like to live with those things. Let it be there. Let other people see it. Let them make their debates, their arguments, or whatever, and let the conversation take place. So I don't have a problem with that. You may have someone who's just obnoxious, that is just constantly destructive, and just everything is negative. You know, we may decide, well, okay, what point do we discover that something is obnoxious, and how are we going to deal with that? So it's got to be decided. That'll be decided on a national level. And then it needs to be decided on every state level. What I'm suggesting the people to do, which I think, because we have a national meetup group site, and those sites are very good. They're all put together. You just sign up, and you got calendars and all kinds of stuff that really is very, I really like it. It gives you pretty much everything you need to run a organization, particularly like tea parties or what we're doing and so on. And I would suggest everyone to get a meetup and on your website, I mean, on the web, get a meetup site, and that should be a state meetup site. I don't see a need, you see, because it's not really an association from the standpoint of an organization getting involved with, different things. I mean, we're all about justice. We're about the courts. And we need to be sharing that information and be able to work out knowledge and education. One of the other things we want to do is we want to get a blogger. We're going to put a few bloggers up there on a national level, and we will set it up for every state. If you want to get a blogger for your state, whatever's working or going on in the state, someone to blog on the website, and you can put as many as you want up there. So all these things are going to be available, and we're going to grow and continue. But in order to remain unified, I strongly believe we have to stay with a national website. We've got people who are putting money into this thing to make it work. It's happening now. The money's coming in. We've hired professionals. I myself personally, I'm doing all the content on the site. So I'm making sure that all the content we had on the other site is going to get up there. It's going to be put in a different logic. It'll be much more logical, much more easy to get around. Plus, we have a lot of information stuff we haven't put up yet, and which will eventually get up there. We have a lot of court cases that we've done that would be great examples for people to appreciate. You know, we have books on our website. I wrote a couple of books. I wrote a book on court access and procedures and process, and I also wrote a book on how to, a court reference book. I forget what I named it. But it's a book. It's a thick book, but it's easy to get around because it's got it's set up in such a way, it's alphabetically and also broke up in certain ways where you can get around it very quickly. So if you're in court, you can quickly look up maxims or quickly look up court cases or meanings of certain words or terms that you'll be able to use in the court when you make a discussion or an argument. So those people who really want to get involved in, you know, doing their own court cases, you know, these two books are there available for them. Now, we've had that up on our website, but I don't think it's as clear. When we get it up on our new website, it'll be much more clear, and it's something that everyone should really just download. It's going to be for free. We might... I've been talking to some people. We might put it in a solid book form and sell it for a very low price, as low as we can. But, of course, all the profits would go to supporting the cost of National Liberty Alliance as far as for the website is concerned, and to pay all the necessary costs to keep that going for all the people who are working on that. So, anyway, I would be against it. I would try to... convince people to stay with the national site, stay connected, and work together. And we will be open to the necessary needs for whatever the state or the group of people together coming together in any state. If there's something that we're missing and they would like to see, you know, I'm sure we can, we can do something to accommodate that. We can. Create whatever is necessary to make sure they have that on the site. But, you're thinking of certain things. A calendar is necessary, so there should be a state calendar. Hopefully, I know the guy that I'm talking with, he's looking for a calendar where it'll be very interactive, where you put a date up and then automatically the people in that state, or if it's national, everyone nationally, would get an email of the event. And then the day before, they'd get an email of the event, and this should be all automatic. And then, of course, a couple hours before the event, they get another email. There's also a text messaging system that could be signed up onto this and work with it also, where you'd get a text message the day of the event to remind you 2 hours before or whatever the case may be. So a calendar is necessary. Files, be able to load up the files necessary. Comments on each page.
Do you know how much this can weigh down the server having all of that data on there?
We're very much aware. We've already made the accommodation. We've got a server that's provided with us. We have 30 servers actually provided with us. So we're worldwide, and one server can pick up the overburden if another server gets overburdened. So we've got all that worked out. And we've got a pretty good deal with them because we only pay whatever we use. It's calculated throughout the month. You know, if we get a very heavy day, let's say we go on the radio or the TV, and we get a very heavy day with a lot of people, you know, coming out and visiting, and then later it spikes back down and it gets back to a more normal level, of course, with some growth to it. We only pay for the spikes and then back to the normal growth, and it's calculated at the end of the month. So it's very, very economical in the sense of the way that it's worked out. But one of the other important things that I'm really trying to stress, and we're going to make some points soon about, is that we're putting a directory up there, and it's a national directory where anyone could come in and click on the national directory, click on their state, click on their county, and they get a phone number to their local, grand jury, to the administrators. So all of this, I think, is so important. And one of the key things, you see, if you have too many sites and too many things, people get more involved here, and then they lose on it from the national. If you have one place where everyone's going, everything's happening. We have our Monday night meetings. It's national. People can have their, states can have their meetings whatever night they want, but each state would be independent of the other, so they wouldn't interfere with each other. So, I mean, they can all have them on Tuesdays or Thursdays or Fridays or whatever days they want to have them on. So they can have those state meetings if they feel it necessary. I would imagine a state meeting should be, at least once a month maybe, just for conversation and communication and getting to know each other and discuss the state matters, of course, but most of the work's going to be in the county level, and it's going to be serious work. You know, again, it's not like it's a club, but it's a necessity of a service that the people, in order to control their government, has to put out there, and the government has to pay for this. And that's the other key point to this thing. National Liberty Alliance, as long as it's, and I think it'll be, I think it should remain totally supported by the people. And one of the things we're looking to do for support, of course, as I mentioned, is services that'll help. We've got some people with money that have given, or has given us money, or some we've got a little bit of money already to get this thing started, and we have other monies promised to us. So we will be able to get this whole program up and going and be able to probably run it pretty easily for almost a year or 6 months or something like that. But we do have, of course, the services that'll start to produce money. The books that we're putting out, the jury handbooks, pocket handbooks, you know, we're going to get a good price on them eventually, and maybe we'll make 3 cents or a nickel on every one of them. And because there's going to be a need for a lot of them, those 3 cents or nickels or whatever it is that we attach to that is going to really start to add up pretty quickly to be a good amount of money to support the website and all of the costs that go with it. And so that'll, you know, really be work itself out. The other thing we're doing is we're asking people to donate $5 a month or more if they want. But if everybody threw in $5 a month, because everybody can afford $5 a month, what is that, $60 a year. So if they throw in $5 a month, that in itself would be a huge amount of money. And so what we're going to do is when you go on the website, if you are a donator of $5 a month or more, your name will turn in blue, so everybody will know that you are a financial supporter of National Liberty Alliance and, of course, or everything that it stands for. And that, I think, might help us to get other people who may not normally give to give. And again, the poorest of poor, I get more money from poor people than I do from people with money. I know people with a lot of money, and it's like pulling teeth. I know people on Social Security. I know one guy gives me all the time, constantly giving me $20, and he's on Social Security making $700 a month to support himself, and yet he demands that I take that $20. And so if someone like that can afford $20, and he does it almost every month, I'm somewhere everyone can afford $5. And so anyway, they don't have to do it. But the registry is an important thing. Access and growth is important, that people could know where their leaders are in the states and their counties. Interaction, communications, conversations and text chats, and open forums once a week. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but our open forum is going to be broadcast. I might have mentioned this earlier, but the open forum or the Monday night program, which we're doing on Blog Talk Radio now, it's not only open to the radio service, which I forget how many members they have. They got a lot of members with that, so we're going to get a lot of new people just from that. But also, it's going to be streamed right off of our site. And once that's streaming right off of our site, we now don't have to worry about problems in text chat rooms or anything else. And anybody can come into that text chat room and read it. But unless they're a member, they can't participate. But they can read it, and they can hear the conversation, and they can call, get on the phone and call in. And if they decide to register as a jurist, then they register on the site. Then they'll have the rights and the abilities to be able to comment on the site and also to text chat with people in the text chat room and participate on their boards. I think on the state boards, I think we may restrict access to those boards to only the people of the state, but anyone in the website would be able to go and read those things. They just wouldn't be able to comment if they're not from that state. So we'll probably set it up that way. So anyway, that's where we're at, and we're going to go that way no matter what. But if some states want to break away and do other things, I certainly hope they don't. Or counties, I certainly hope they don't. I hope they stay together and unify and work together as the people, and be very careful not to allow someone to come from the top to take control, because that's how the enemy gets us, is this top-down control. And I would tell anybody, the day they see National Liberty Alliance going top-down and they can't control it, it's time to leave. Everybody should leave. They should run and start something somewhere else.
Okay.
Is So hopefully that's helpful, and hopefully you'll work with us and work together, you know.
Well, so. We're not intending to not work with you, but
right.
we would like to have some way of getting the counties connected and to get be able to have. One thing I do know about websites is that if you don't have one, then you really don't have a whole lot of credibility with the people in the community, the people that you talk to. You know, that
right.
that gives you, it's almost like having a storefront.
Well, I agree. That's why you know, we thought about the realization that we have to get state areas. And the state area is going to be total control by the state. That's going to be the person that's going to be making most of the decisions will be the coordinator. And the county, and if the coordinator makes a decision that the populace of the state doesn't want to go that way, well, they'll just overrule that person because, you know, by popular rule, and they'll have to accommodate. If you're not happy with your state coordinator, you replace them. You know, it's
well,
all up to the state to do whatever it is that they want to do, but I do realize that the state needs to communicate on a state level because especially states like Pennsylvania, your court structure is quite different than that of New York, and therefore that's where the differences come in. You have different election laws than New York, and if there are problems in your election laws, then you guys need to work on that and to get the legislators to make some better laws and work things out better. And same thing, we have to do that in New York.
I think you and I are both on the same page, wanting consistency
too, yeah.
and want to draw people's attention back to National Liberty Alliance.
Right.
My biggest concern is that there's so much information that could be be passed out just on a state level that there could be a way for us to coordinate the efforts of a state website with the National Liberty Alliance website and so that they're working together. And we have the ability here in Pennsylvania to put that sort of team effort together on the national level.
Right.
It would be nice to be able to start that conversation because eventually there is going to be so much information that putting it all on the national website might be too overburdensome. So it
well,
would be...
Well, no, let me go back to that. No, it will not be because as we grow and get more people and have more information, then we will be getting more revenue because, you know, we believe that people will give that $5 a month. Plus, they will be purchasing the item. Everybody needs a phone, a good Follow Me service. And we wrote a paper on how things work, and you have to have a good Follow Me service and be able to easily just move that phone from one phone to another and stay very professional and have a whole system and a service that works. Also business cards. Everybody needs business cards, and we got as good a deal on our site. It's like $49. I think it's $49. With that, and that includes delivery tax, everything. $49, I think it's 500 cards. I don't think Staples can beat that. Maybe when they have their specials.
I got 1,000 business cards for 20.
Yeah, you can get the specials, and you'll get it. And a lot of those business cards, we're looking at two-sided cards, and we're looking at very professional cards. I know the ones you have to choose certain backings. You can type it up, and they print it out. And you can get them cheaper. If people want to do that, that's fine. The other thing, and bear in mind, business cards for the administrators, that's going to be supported by the state. The state's going to pay for that. Now, if you buy business cards for National Liberty Alliance, I would think the state wouldn't pay for that. But remember, that becomes part of your budget. And when it gets to a certain point, if we do need money, okay, well, the state will have to provide for a website, which we've developed and put together, and it doesn't belong to the state. It belongs to the people, and we have to keep it there. We'll have to put it into a trust, not a corporated trust, though. And the bottom line is, let's say every state might have to pay $100 a month or $50 a month or $20 a month. I mean, goodness, you got 3,141 counties at $10 a month. That's $31,000 right there. So, I mean, that's a huge amount of money that would be coming in through the state, if necessary, at that kind of a level, and then don't even have to do the donations. But, you know, there are a lot of things. I agree that we understand this, because every state is different in certain, were the same in many ways, where the national site works well, but then when it comes down to little tweaking and little situations, it becomes very different on state levels, and we understand that people have to communicate and work that out. I certainly can't work out every different, difference in all of the states and teach people those things, because I don't know them myself. I only know New York. So in where we're different, you guys have to work that out yourself, and you have to get that information up. I think we're going to be able to accommodate all the needs for all of those things. Matter of fact, I know we will. And if there's something we lack, then we will make sure it happens to get there. Again, I suggest working the state sites right off of the national sites, total control. And I also suggest very strongly at least one meetup for the state, which gives, because the meetups are really good, and it also draws more people in. And it's very inexpensive, those meetups. I think I pay $45 every 3 months. I think it's $15 a month. And it's a pretty good system if people want to run that up. But remember, again, we're going to really be focused in not so much on the community at large as we will on our own counties because, I wrote a paper, which is the details of what the duties of an administrator is. I don't know, were you at Monday night's meeting?
I can't make the Monday night meeting. I have to record.
Listen to the recording?
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
Right. Listen to the recording, because last Monday night I think was very important. We're trying to really focus down right now on the nuts and bolts of what we're doing. And we defined the exact duties of the administrators for the grand jury, what exactly the job title is, what it entails, what's involved, what the duties are. So definitely listen to that. I think it's extremely important to listen to the Monday night meetings because we're using that as a tool to teach. The first 20 minutes to an hour, however long it takes, is really we're trying to teach people. We're trying to, first of all, bring people up to par where we are, so to speak, with our developments here in New York. We have huge developments in Florida. I don't know if you're aware of that yet. We talked a little bit about it on Monday. Hagan Smith is going to give us a rundown on it this Monday. He's going to take the mic for 10 minutes or however long he needs it in order to explain what's going on in Florida. And he sent me some papers up this way of there was some communications between him and the courts, and they were pretty impressive. I haven't received the physical copies yet, but I'll get them online on the breaking news as soon as I get them. And a lot of the breaking news on Mondays is going to be very interesting. We in New York have got some things happening, and we're going to have some news to share about what's going on in New York and the developments here. And this is extremely important because you guys in Pennsylvania and other states, what we're doing here will help you to figure out what you got to do there. You can copy a lot of the stuff we have and tweak it your own way and do it your way, however. But how we solve these problems, we have to get the experience by seeing other people solving these problems or solving the problems and letting other people see that experience. This communication is extremely important if we're going to win back the republic through what we're doing. And so anyway, united we stand and divided we will fall.
Yeah, that goes back to what I had originally started trying to encourage people to do in Pennsylvania was to put together a Facebook page. If we had Facebook pages, each of them, and then we could have a state Facebook page.
Everybody should do that.
We could have that, and then everything could be interlinked, and that could lead back to the National Liberty Alliance.
Absolutely. We encourage everybody should be doing Facebooks. They can do that on a local level. They can do it on a state level. I've done a Facebook myself. Other people, even in New York, have done Facebooks. That's great because that gets communications, gets information. We have RSS feeds going out to our Facebook so people are able to see what's going on and then come over to the national site and hopefully get involved. And again, I encourage everyone to do a meetup. Now, I don't know that a meetup is going to be good for you on a county level because, you see, on a county level, really, it's four individuals working and others who want to work with them on serious business in your county that is legal business and court business, justice business. And you'll want that in your county. I don't know that you, it's not like I don't. It wouldn't be appropriate to put any of that stuff up on a meetup group because it has nothing to do with. This is private stuff. You're going to be dealing with family issues. You're going to be dealing with probate court and family court, which are the family issues. You're going to be dealing with situations, of course, with the common law court, which is the Supreme Court. At least we call that. You call it the Court of Commons. Same thing. And some of these things may be very sensitive that it's inappropriate to get out into the news, except for in a general way. And that's where I think, bloggers will come in play. We're going to have responsible bloggers because obviously sometimes you don't want to mention names of people and sensitive things. Now, an indictment, of course, needs to go into the news. But what comes out of the court in the indictment or some of the stories out of the indictment may be very sensitive. It could be, with child abuse or something. We don't know. So, again, we have to figure out how to appropriately deal with these things. But it's not – that's something that I just doesn't – I don't see it working on a county level. It's four people going to be working together every single day, and others who want to be involved and help them will work with them.
Well, the meetup seems like the purpose of the meetup would be for the all of the counties to connect together.
And exactly, I think a state level
and education and orientations
right.
and those sorts of things to go be conducted on that.
Right, I think a state level is exactly for that purpose. We have a national meetup. I have a county meetup, which I may turn that into a state meetup because then it was Tea Party, really. But we do get involved in other counties anyway. But I think I'm going to try to turn that into more of a state meetup so that New York will have its state meetup group. And you got to be careful with that, too, because remember, now you have the individual who gets the meetup going and they have control over it. They got to be able to share that control with other people. You can't have one person controlling anything. And we're very careful about that here. Even though, there's only a few of us controlling a lot of things, it's just the way it has to be for now. But when we get totally set up and things are going, you're going to see that. And right now with the website, the way it's moving, as soon as we get 50 people are going to be involved in telling us what to do and deciding what they want to do on their level. The enemy has taken us over by infiltrating us and then developing power and then bringing it from the top down and encroaching on our freedoms and our liberties and taking more and more power little by little. And it's like the water slowly boiling type of idea. And that's how they've taken control of all of the American institutions. That's how they've taken control of our courts and our political process and everything in every state, right down to the town level, That's how deep they go. And they control through statutes. So they don't necessarily have to have individuals in the town, but they control these people by statutes. They have the New World Order minions, which are the lawyers. They control everything. And we're aware of how they work. So we are trying to create something here that can never happen to. And we want to put that into our educational thing, information on the website, so people are educated to know it did happen in the past, and we're not going to let it happen in the future. If you forget your history, you're going to repeat it. I want to tell you another problem we're going to have here, especially if people separate off into state sites and different things. I'm going to tell you, people are going to infiltrate, and you're going to lose this here and lose that. It'll all happen again. We don't want to repeat.
Well, that's what I was telling you before when I talked to you before, is that infiltration is something that we better have some kind of a plan on how
absolutely.
We're going to address that.
That's exactly why we're setting this up the way we're setting it up. That's why you're going to have 50 people, one from every state, and the counties will control that one person. They're not the dictator. They're not elected for a year or two. They're there for as long as the will and the desire or the wish of the people of that state want them there. Okay, and if they have our problem, they just get rid of them and replace that person. But that person is going to be one of 50 that will control the entire, ultimately the national. Okay, but they'll be controlling and working with everyone in your state to control each state level. Each state will be all on their own, and you guys got to work that out and make sure that everything stays right. But on a national level, every state involves with the national stuff. If there's something that needs to be addressed as a problem, it'll be dealt with, and it'll be decided by the people, not by me or any other individual. I'm very careful about this. I've been here before. I've been in national levels. I did a political thing with a guy named Jim Conda Jr., and believe me, we had problems there, and we entrusted certain people. And I know how they come out after you, you know. I want to tell you, the devil's been on my shoulder quite a few times, especially in the past couple of months. And I don't care about money. Money doesn't mean nothing to me. I mean, of course, we all need it, but they'll entice you with money. They'll entice you with ideas, joining their group, working together. Let's combine forces. You know, I'm aware of all those things. I'm staying as pure as I can. I don't join any clubs, and I'm not going to tell anyone else to join a club either. I'm not going to get involved with that, and we're going to get this thing constructed to a certain point where it'll be impregnable. The people will not be able to take it over. It'll always remain grassroots. And if it's not grassroots, then it's not of the people.
Well, just to give you a real brief update about what we're working on right now at Westmoreland County, we've got a lot of support in the courthouse. We had a breakfast with the controller for the he works there. And anyway, he has a lot of influence there as well. Just the other day, we had breakfast with him to educate him about the grand jury. And so what we're planning on doing is holding a breakfast with everyone right there at the courthouse, because they have buffets and everything there at the courthouse all the time. So we're going to conduct just a private meeting between us from the grand jury and the people of the courthouse that we know are in support of us, so we can answer questions and talk with them. But the next step, of course, is what we're going to be working on more heavily in January. It's hard to do during the holidays, but securing that room at the courthouse is our priority.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you know, you got to work these days. If you can talk to these people and reason with them, that's good. But just keep in mind one thing. Remember, they're under your jurisdiction, and you have to deal with them that way at some point. You want to be as humble as possible, and you want to be, you know, agreeable and all that other stuff. But the moment they think that they're going to make a decision on what they're going to do or not do with you, that's where, you know, you got to kind of draw a line and pray for wisdom on how to deal with that, because we get that all the time. The lawyer gets, excuse me, no, we're not talking to the lawyer. I've been on the line with the individual, the county clerk, another county, the chief court clerk, and they brought their lawyer in with them. And as soon as the lawyer piped up, I shut him right down and said, I'm not talking with you. You know, I'm talking with a servant who works for us. And we're the authority here, and they're under our jurisdiction. This is the Supreme Court. The true Supreme Court is the grand jury itself. And actually, I've been quite surprised how they back down. That tells us that they fear us. They realize there's something about what we're doing. And we're getting the same thing up in Greene County. Even though it's hard for them to deal with us because they're employees and they're being threatened with their jobs and so on and so forth, their conversations with us and their attitude, and they feel very relaxed about us now because we were very straight with them. We're not here to hurt anybody or cause anybody problems, and we understand how sometimes, you know, you may be doing the wrong thing, but you can't help it because you're employed, and we'll work with you. We'll help you. We'll protect your job. So we're getting good, favorable responses from these individuals as we come into the courthouse. You know, so, yeah, there are friends in the courthouse that realize that there's a problem. The enemy really ends up is going to be the judges and the lawyers, but I'm sure we'll find some friends there too, but that's really the enemies. As far as the employees in there, I think it's going to be a refreshment for them because they know. When they see the contrast of what we're bringing true justice back to what they've had, okay? And they didn't have the contrast before, and it's just a job, and this is the way it is, and this is the law, and they kind of accept it, and they just don't think too much about it. But now we bring in this contrast, and all of a sudden it's a whole new look of common law and justice, and stop destroying our families, and they start to realize and become conscious, yeah, these courts are destructive to families, they're destructive to people. Yeah, wow, they're becoming friends with us. So it's good. Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing out there, but just keep in mind, remember, at some point, if they try to take over control, you got to take that right back and got to pray
Absolutely.
For wisdom for how to deal with that.
Right.
So. But we're all learning, and we're going to make mistakes. And you see right there, you know, you may go down a path, and then you may really glean some wisdom out of this from, you know, the School of Hard Knocks, and then you might have a story to tell that we want to hear on a Monday night to say, hey, this is what went on. We'd like a blogger, you know, someone who could write to take that story that you'd give to them to write it, and you put it up on the blog. And I think that kind of a story needs to be on a national blog. I mean, it could be on the state blog too, but, you know, anybody writing on a state blog, you get a good story. We pop it up on a national too. But we want bloggers, people who are writing stories, telling what's going on and how this went on and the experiences. And so this is how we're going to learn, and we're going to figure this out that way. It's going to be a little bit of, you know, hit and miss, and we're going to make mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, I appreciate the call, and let's keep up the good work. You guys are doing great out there in Pennsylvania. So you're Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, I know, is booming. Florida is booming, too. So, you know, Hagen Smith has done some really good work. We appreciate him.
Okay.
All right, God bless you. Good talking to you. Yeah, have a Merry Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.